Track 16. On the ball, City! Oh, we have missed you, says Rowan Mantell.
Kick it off, throw it in, never mind the danger, something about a scrimmage. City, City, City! Okay, I'm not word perfect in that stirring piece of poetry and never could quite gallop through the lines quickly enough to get to the hand claps at the end alongside everyone else, but what a time to be a Norwich City supporter! 2 years ago, I was at the final home game of the season at Carrow Road and remember coming out of the ground hoarse with the giddy joy of being in a crowd of 27,000 people who had seen a dream come true. Just the one sadness that I wasn't hoarse with the joy of seeing Fark on a horse, as another favourite City chant describes. Now Norwich City has done it again. Watching the return to the top tier of English football has been a canary yellow flash of brightness in the coal mine of dark gloom. By the end of 2020, the Canaries had been perched at the top of the Championship for several weeks and stayed there throughout the rest of the season, ready to fly straight back into the Premier League. Back in the real world at the end of 2020, we were tumbling through the tiers from 2 to 4 and ready to plunge back into total lockdown. Christmas was cancelled. The millions thrilled to be waving goodbye to the coronavirus year of 2020 discovered it was being replaced by the mutated coronavirus year of 2021. But still, the men in yellow and green kept winning. There was other good stuff too. Player of the year, decade or century has to go to the people who brought us vaccines. But it has been good to have the theatre of football while actual theatres were closed, parties were banned, and even elsewhere on planet football, owners were conspiring to make things worse for fans. Although I'm sure Delia would never have baked us into that flaky Super League matchday pie. Proper fans have desperately missed the matchday atmosphere, and what a season it would have been. I'm not exactly a fair-weather fan, more of a pandemic fan, never having been committed, or in many years masochistic enough, to join other members of my family in buying a season ticket so that I too could experience the cold, wet, goal-free downs, as well as the bravo win-or-die heroics. This season, I've been delighted to join them on the sofa, seeing the close-ups, hearing the commentary, and eye-following other streaming devices might be available. A golden season play out on television. However, even I can see that it is the being there and being part of it which is the point. Whether it's live sport or live music or live theatre, or all three in the case of a Norwich City home match. Wikipedia can tell me that On the Ball City is the world's oldest football song still in use today, written for a Norwich team in the 1890s and adopted by Norwich City in 1902. But only being there can transform words on a page, however historic, to a soul-surging roar of shared belief and love and hope. On the ball, City, and here's to being there, wherever it is you're hoping to be, this summer and beyond.